It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
One of the most important decisions that I think any entrepreneur can make out there, right? So the whole point of this podcast is for me to share my ideas, my thoughts, my beliefs, and then also to introduce you and interview people that I want to meet all over the world, or entrepreneurs that are not necessarily entrepreneurs that are achieving amazing things in their life. They're the inspiring people, people that I truly believe are not only bettering me by being around them and having the opportunity to spend time with them, but are also ultimately going to better all of us, right? And so one of the things that I think in that process that is important and that I continue to see as I'm, you know, talking to everyone is how many people are just so aware of time. You know, the name of the podcast, The Time Is Now, is because of my belief so strongly, my company, our organization, how strongly we believe that you just don't waste time, period. That it is the only currency you have, that money is irrelevant, that time is all you've got. I promise you, when you're sitting on your deathbed, if you have the opportunity to sit there and reflect on your life, you are not going to sit there and say, I just wish I'd made more money. You will almost always sit there and say, I just wish I had more time. And if that's the case, then man, we should really be dialed in on it right now. And that, again, that's what I've noticed. A lot of people realize that. They've kind of come to the same conclusions that I've come to over the years, is that time matters. Creating impact matters. Making a difference now matters. Not being in a hurry to have everything you want out of life matters. Don't, you know, sit around and be reckless and irresponsible and act like you've got time on your hands. That is a key component to being successful. I talk to entrepreneurs every day, and I talk to wannabe entrepreneurs, and I can tell you there's a clear line in the sand. And the line in the sand is the people that are on the, you know, achieving amazing things, they're in a hurry. They want it, and they want it now. Done is better than perfect. Go, 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 go. They want to wring everything out of life that they possibly can right now, whether that is in business, whether that is in personal, whether that is, you know, with their church or their volunteer work. It doesn't matter. They want to be the ultimate human being that they can possibly be right now. And that's what overachievers do. They just want everything. And that's why they achieve amazing things in life. On the contrary, the wannabe entrepreneurs, the people that think they want to do this, they get scared in almost every case. You know, I would say probably 90% of the cases, maybe more. The work scares them. The commitment scares them. The being in a hurry to achieve amazing things scares them. They would rather choose mediocrity. They would rather conform and fall back in line with the masses, the hundreds of millions of people in the United States that just go through the motions every day. They play the role of the victim instead of doing whatever it takes to be whatever they want to be. They would choose to do that. I don't understand, and I don't get it. And I understand that there are absolutely some, everybody's got these extenuating circumstances. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people that know exactly who I'm talking to right now. The people that are sitting there stuck in a 9-to-5, stuck in a dead end job, and they know they've got what it takes. There's something burning down inside of them, but they're packed with so much fear that they can't make that step. And so what I'm telling you, if that's you, the way to make that step to go to that next place is that you have to think about it in terms of time. The clock is ticking, baby. This ain't practice. You're in the game right now. You have to go. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to the world to do everything that you possibly can to be as successful as you can. I mean, do not screw around.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.